Welcome to Ride Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer, unfriendly black hotties.
We are unfriendly today because of Spotify rap. Period. General. That's a statement. I'm Vance Go.
And I'm Nandi K. Yeah, the Spotify rap is dragging this year. Given that it's the last one that I'm going to have, I guess it's right. They acting like they know we all gonna cancel.
Right. Well, are you canceling because of the ice thing?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, no, that's a great
And also because the price keeps going up. They're about to do another price increase.
Where are you going?
Tidal. Yeah. It's not much better, but they're not running ice ads.
Yeah, we gotta, unfortunately, yeah, because I'm like, if an ice ad ever plays over this podcast, like, bitch, what? Who?
Oh my God, we have reputations to protect.
Right. Listen, but anyway, let's also get into the
holiday spirit to protect.
Yes.
We're doing something new on the pod. We're talking about some media. Today we are going to discuss a Very Merry Beauty Salon, a Lifetime holiday movie on Netflix starring Tia Mowry and Rafika Lee, our sweet babies from Sister Sister.
A reunion, two hotties.
Yeah, it was definitely giving my, I was really excited to see it because one, we all know Tia is the good twin.
Yeah.
And she broke up with her man, so she's single again. Right. Back on the prowl. Yeah. And it was perfect. I don't know how. Yes. Yeah, she's back. And I was like, okay, Rico, because I also heard that they actually used to date.
I see it.
For real, back in the day. But then Tia wanted to be grown and date Brian McKnight in real life. Ew. This is very interesting lore that I heard.
Now that we know about Brian McKnight, that's not a good thing.
Canceled.
Right. We just had a conversation about this weekend because I was with an older black woman. And we were just dying how every time he posts something, the Gen X's be dragging him by the last vestiges of hairline he got.
Mark Lamont Hill did an interview with his ex-wife and son on his Patreon. I'm going to watch it. I didn't have time to watch it, but it came out yesterday. He said, I'll expose it.
How much money?
Who knows? I don't know. The Patreon's like $3 or $4.
It's bitch, nothing. I have $4.
I signed up right away. I was I can sign up right away.
Send me the link.
I'll send you the link after this. But yeah, well, okay. So we're talking about, it's the holiday season. Whoop-de-doo, dippity-dot. He'll be coming down the chimney now or whatever.
Shut your blue ass up. I mean, similar vibes, but also. Ho, ho, okay.
He'll be coming down the chimney now or whatever. And I personally love watching holiday movies. They're so fun. Similar. They're not good, but I enjoy them. But what makes a good holiday movie for you?
Okay, so I think I kind of separated by black holiday movies and holiday movies, right?
Okay, fair.
Black holiday movies, especially after watching this movie, I know what I like about them. Like, you're going to get a dynamic cast. You're going to get 12 of the hottest black actors, actresses. They're going to be comedians, you know.
You're going to wonder, how did they get all these niggas free at the same time?
Right.
What was the budget?
Right. And you know it ain't high. But I think they do it for the fun. There's going to be drama, right? Like, it's going to be like so-and-so sleeping with so-and-so's partner. There's a secret gay. Somebody selling drugs. There's going to be some crime. Somebody's hiding a terminal illness. That has to happen in one of ours. But it's going to be fun. Whatever it is, it's going to be fun. And then there's going to be good music.
Okay.
Something lacking in this movie we watch.
We'll get into that.
Okay, so those are the black notes. For white holiday movies, I think similar though. Like, it has to be dramatic, funny, fun. I like genre holiday movies.
Sure.
So like, I forgot the name of the one where Santa is like Die Hard. He's like killing the people.
We just watched that yes. with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. Kurt Russell is the badass Santa fighting. I forgot what it's called.
Which one is that?
Yes.
It's Deadly Night, Silent Night. One of them. Anyway.
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
Holiday horror and holiday genre. I love.
Oh, no. So, like, actually, I'm talking about The Christmas Chronicles.
I'm talking about Violent Night.
Oh, Violent Night. Okay, well, Christmas Chronicles is very similar.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know white people in Die Hard and Christmas. I won't talk about it on here. Won't give it much more. But it won't stop talking about it. But anyway, so sorry. What are yours?
I like all the things you said. But my favorite thing about holiday movies is that there's always like some set of unreal circumstances, like mm-hmm. something that's really unbelievable. I really like the Brandy Christmas movie from last year, where Brandy was like a hot air balloon architect or something, like something super unbelievable. Right. That's my favorite thing about every holiday movie, like, because it's like, this would never happen.
Right. And then a really successful one. So it's like, oh, she develops Christmas cards.
Yeah, exactly. Because that whole movie was about Brandy's life seemed so great, and the person thought she was lying, and then a bunch of shit happened, and she ended up at Brandy's house and found out her life was actually real.
That one's good. Brandy's a type A crazy person in that one, and it's fun because, like, I like Brandy, like, being a little fun. Who is a white woman?
Who cares? I don't know white people apart. You told me who Brittany Snow was the other day, and I was like, oh, okay.
I love Brittany Snow.
I said,
I got a couple.
Sure. Yeah. If they change their hair, I lose track.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's like, don't change your hair, please, because this is how I keep track of you. All right, well, let's get into a very merry beauty salon. I mean, let's talk about what you did like.
Okay, so I wrote down beautiful gowns. Fair. I thought that the cast was hot. I thought that the fashions were all decent, like specifically with the woman. Yeah, that was good. It was good to see Cousin Tia outside acting, mm-hmm. doing what she do, doing her craft. That was nice. She looks good. In the first scene, I was like, come on, Tia. She 47.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
Fine. The last thing, Short King representation.
Yes.
Ron Rico.
You know what? You and Ron Rico are kind of similar. Y'all are similar types of nigga.
I think he looks like a regular, like, attractive person that you would see, not like movie hot, but just attractive. So it was like,
but he is movie hot, and that's what's good about him, that like he has been on TV for a long time. I mean, we've been seeing him on TV. He's Michelle Buteau's husband on Survival of the Thickest.
I didn't know this. I need to watch it now.
Oh, or is that she got too many shows? Yeah, Survival of the Thickest. She's married to Ron Rico. Yeah.
Listen. In the final act of this movie, when he was she was towering over him when they were like dancing, mm-hmm. I was like, you better not stand on old Apple Box King. Like, I was like, that's so beautiful. A short person just being like, yes, this woman's taller than me, and I still bagged her. Cause that's the point of being short. You just confidence.
I wish more tall people liked me.
Is Sean taller than you?
No, we're like the same height. I mean, Sean probably is taller than me by like an inch, but you wouldn't even be able to tell.
How tall are you actually?
I'm like 5'3.5".
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You got like 7 foot energy.
I do. Thank you for saying
you
that.
You can't tell because it's like, oh. But okay, those are my goods. What are your, that's all I had, unfortunately.
Yeah, no. Okay, yeah. So my goods were the cast, the brown baddie that works at the salon.
Oh, yeah. I forgot her name. The one with the soldier.
Woo! Now, let's talk about disbelief. A good nigga in the military.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
A Okay.
Please.
But that's what that was. I'm telling you to shut up, but I agree. Cause like,
yes.
Cause high key, I was like, the gag is he's cheating, right?
You're like, he's a good man. Savannah, no, he's married.
Right, right. I was when she was crying, I was just like, okay, he's either going to die or
that's what I thought. Not. I was like, I knew he was gonna surprise her or die, so
he should have died. Like
mm-hmm. He should have died. I agree.
This was a Tyler Perry movie. He would have died of HIV.
Oh man, yeah, because he was dark skinned, so you know he was gonna die of AIDS if it was Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry hasn't made a Christmas movie.
It's really for the best. We shouldn't even
It is. Let me be quiet because I would fuck around and watch it. Because I'm like, Tyler Perry probably could make like the Black Christmas movie, that
the definitive one.
Like, it would be a Lifetime Christmas movie still by Tyler Perry, but like, he can make that and it will have the obstacle, the drama that this movie was missing. So let's talk about, okay, hold on. I wanted to talk about one more thing that I liked. One more thing that I liked was the gay bestie. I put bestie. He was very cute. They also was like, you gonna look like Cinderella. The Brandy one, of course. And then she was like, well, I wasn't aware there was another. And I said, whoever wrote that.
Yeah. Best line of the movie.
Hey.
I will note a trend that I've been seeing. What's the show with the trans lady, Laverne Cox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
George Wallace or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Clean this slate.
This is the second time I've seen this trope where you have a Black woman that's like almost 50 years old, and then they have a best friend from high school that is like 10 years younger than them. And I just think it's funny because I'm like, well, they do look young, but y'all also play, because the gay besties, you know, he's an online gay.
Yes,
that nigga's our age. That nigga is 35. Mm-hmm. And then the dark-skinned girl was also the bestie from high school. She probably like our age. And I just thought it was funny. Tia looks great, but 10 years older is crazy.
Wild. It's like, girl, you was in high school a little bit longer ago than that. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. All right. So I kept calling her Tia, and it took me like 30 minutes to understand what her name was in the movie.
What was her name?
Her name was... Hold on. I wrote it in my notes because then I wrote her name is Tia. I mean, her name is... Oh, Tia's name is Sienna Brown. That's my note.
Oh, yeah.
Name is Sienna Brown.
Yeah. Okay, I remember. Okay, they did keep saying Sienna.
Okay, but what about the old lady at the salon, Miss Kimmy, who had the man who had a crush on her, the soul food restaurant owner who'd been longing after her since even when her husband was alive?
What? The whole thing with her, I was like, this lady's depressed, no? Because, like, she was just like, maybe romance ain't for me. And then she didn't want to make her...
Her husband died a year ago. Why are y'all rushing her?
Right, right. Well, she was depressed. She didn't want to make the pie, and they were making a big deal about that.
They did, yeah.
And then you thought the pie was going to, like, play into the plot.
It did. Again,
it was conflictless.
Yeah, let's get into that. What it lacked, and that's really important, is every holiday love story, which all holiday movies are all love stories anyway, I need a conflict where people are going to break up, and their conflict was so fucking weak.
Because it's typically like she hates Christmas because Christmas killed her dad. And then she goes to a small town, and then he loves Christmas because he secretly is Santa. Mm-hmm. And then they meet at the coffee shop, and they fall in love, and then she learns to love Christmas a little more. Mm-hmm. And in this movie, I don't even think the barbershop had any play. Like,
no.
The salon, excuse me, you know what I meant. But the...
No, that's just... Like, she was just a businesswoman. But let's not forget how... She was deep in the community. She had her little grooming van. She was driving down the streets, giving homeless people grooming, getting their hair done.
She was awesome. I did like the little bit of messaging they were having about like the little Black girls getting their hair did at the shop for the first
time.
Yeah,
but like that was all when cute. When she walked in on him, right, talking to his dad. All right, so let's also talk about the fact that Ron Rico had just got the reins of his wine business. He's a Black third generation winemaker from Napa who just needed to move to Atlanta because he don't want to miss out on the blackness.
He need to be with the niggas.
Need to be with the niggas, strictly for the niggas. And then his daddy was calling him being like, is this girl Sienna gonna be a distraction? And he's talking to his dad about that. Sienna won't be a distraction. That's enough to make Sienna mad. Sienna won't even ask.
What were you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean,
saying Sienna's not a distraction, that wouldn't even upset me.
That's a good thing. But that's like, even, and then at the end when they reconciled, like nothing changed. Like it was just like, oh, I'm not mad no more. And then they did I thought the dances were boring.
They were. The dance was very boring.
Even at the end, then when they did a dance, I'm like, what y'all supposed to do is have the cast just dance like they normally would. Yep. And then we all laugh because it's joyful.
Yeah, the music didn't go with the dance. No, it wasn't all popping. Very misplaced. Okay, let's talk about the music as well. The music, I wrote on one of them, not John Legend.
Was it John Legend?
Oh, you wasn't. I'm saying it was not John Legend. Yeah. A lot of the, also with my Christmas project out by the time this airs.
Okay.
Out by the time this airs, I think all my Christmas songs are better. And I was like, dang, I gotta start aiming to get my shit on some Lifetime holiday movies.
No, I legit thought that because I remember the first song, it was so mid. It was like,
my Christmas love. I was like, this is terrible.
The last one was something about Christmas time. I was like, yo, like, y'all did not love spend nothing Christmas on this budget. Time.
It wasn't good. I mean, there's music that's cheap that is better than that. Like,
y'all should hire Solange.
I got friends. They didn't have Solange money, but I'm like, if I was a music supervisor, I could get some stuff made on a pretty cheap budget.
Yeah, because I think the maybe good music would have elevated it. But even that, like, the music wasn't popping.
I made three songs for like $2,000.
Do you have any more bads?
The other only other bad thing was I thought that the mom, I wrote like Otia a legacy when they was like, that her grandparents started the tinsel ball is what it's called. I was like, oh, she a legacy. I was like, these light skin legacies. And I thought that her mama's hair wasn't cute for her to be a salon, like the wig wasn't giving my daughter does hair.
That's fair. I thought the mom was too neat.
I agree.
She was like just like platitudes and, you know, just like it was just quotes.
Jack and Jill.
Yeah, it was giving. I'm not want to say magical Negro. They all black. But you know what I mean? It was just like she was just perfect. And I was like, nah. Again, there was no conflict. I was just she didn't like the man for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm like, it was no, and there was no reason except like old people don't like change. I'm like, y'all, what are we saying? Yeah.
She was like, he got too many ideas. And I was like, okay. But then like, even the conflict with them was like.
And also he was being very bougie. Like, I felt like he was like, I need the menu to pair with my wines, even though it's 3 weeks before. I'm like, nigga, it's 3 weeks before. You're not about to come in here trying to change the whole thing 3 weeks before the event. That's also unreal. But there was no conflict.
Nah.
That didn't cause a problem.
Yeah. No, yeah, that was a thing. The movie was just too, I thought it was so nice. Like, it was so sweet, but like not in a fun way.
Yeah, I didn't cry or nothing. And I like when I cry or at least get close, or it's so unbelievable I'm laughing. Like the one.
Right. Like, y'all need to be selling drugs to support your eggnog addiction. Or
this Christmas, a banger. There's so many. This Christmas, a banger.
I don't even know the names of the movies because it's like the Chris Brown one.
Family Stone is another one. This Christmas is a Chris Brown one.
The one with Monique is funny.
Yeah, and Danny Glover.
The one where Regina King beats her man with the belt. No, but like, that's what I mean. All these movies have like a ridiculous moment that we just
Almost
love.
Christmas. That's the name of it.
All bangers. No one's trying to get home. Like, getting home for Christmas is a good trope. You just got to get there. Great trope. Anyway, all right,
out of 5 stars, what would you give A Very Merry Beauty Salon, Vance?
I'm going to say 1 spiked eggnog out of 5.
Dang. I'm going to give it 2. I'm giving it 2 because 1 for Tia and 1 for Ronrico, because that's the reason why I watched.
That's true.
And I wasn't mad about the movie, but also it wasn't very good. It doesn't really stack up. It doesn't stack up towards some of my favorites.
No.
I mean, again, this Brandy one is so unbelievable. Like, it makes no sense. And it's one of the best Christmas movies I've ever seen, because it asks you to suspend disbelief in such a wild way, to believe that Brandy is engineering hot air balloons.
And then it's like, it don't matter, right? Like, it don't matter because she has a great job and she's happy. And her friend's like, how is this bitch so happy?
Rich, got a big-ass mansion, shitting on her white friends. It's her poor-ass white friend. That's the other reason I like that movie, because Brandy is rich as fuck. And then her white friends are poor and their car breaks down. That's how they end up. Okay, it's called Best Christmas Ever.
Okay, yeah, it's good.
On Netflix, everyone, if you please watch it. I'm kind of sad that this one didn't stack up, but we do love to see Tia back out.
Yes, on TV.
Back on the prowl. And hey, maybe Ronrico is married now. Who knows? It's probably too late for them, but you know, I like to think about it.
It did feel like the whole point of this thing was just to get them back together, and that would be cool too. It wasted our time, but he's married.
Yeah, he is married. He's been married since 2010. Well, good for you, Ronrico.
He also looked married. You know, those men,
like, just a husband guy.
Yeah, yeah, they just carry themselves like a married person.
Yeah, it's true.
And they'd be like too charming, and they'd be like, dang, he married. Yeah,
he's very handsome. Ronrico also kind of reminds me of my brother a little bit. My brother kind of looked like everybody. Remind me of my brother.
Yeah, you tell me that all the time.
Vince Staples kind of remind me of my brother.
Vince Staples. I feel like he reminds me of me in that, like.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, like, y'all. It's kind of a funny, regular nigga face. It's a regular nigga face. It's kind of crazy. I always thought my brother was more unique looking, but I went out into the world and I just be seeing him everywhere.
Well, on that note.
A big thanks to our producer and audio Adonis, Aaron Rand Freeman.
Today's episode is sponsored by shitty ho-ho movies that we love. I have been Vance Go, and you can find me in a dark room at an afters.
Goodness. Wow. This before we started recording, it was a little crazy, and I see that is translating to the end.
Carried
of
over.
I've been Nandi K. You can find me on Instagram and Threads at Nandi K A Y Y Y. And I hope y'all enjoy your little holiday.
Love y'all. Bye.
Right Quick is a podcast for The Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santi. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at The Agenda Productions.